What's going on, Auggie fans? Welcome to another episode of Full Press Panthers. I'm your host, Arthur Hurst, and today we are going to recap this game between the Florida Panthers and the Washington Capitals. We've talked about how the Panthers have such a deep team. They have to be one of the best constructed rosters in the league. And from the top down, it shows how greatly coached they are. The superstars play up to superstar level, and the role players play their role to a high extent. You already know Sam Reinhart, Carter Verhaeghe, Matthew Tkachuk, and Alexander Barkov, the captain. You know what they're going to give you on any given night. But what can your bench do, right? What can your bench do to be productive and help you win games? And in this game, it was the fourth line that came out to be greatly effective for the Panthers to get the 4-2 win over the Washington Capitals at home. They beat them in the first matchup, and so they played the Capitals one more time, but it doesn't matter. They've won the regular season series against this team. Ryan Lomberg, he was able to get the go-ahead goal at the 5:32 mark in the third period. You know, let the fans enjoy, you know, this exclamation goal right there. The Panthers are 31-15-4 on the season. They still trail by 5 points in the Atlantic Division standings to the Boston Bruins. But as long as this team is able to keep grinding and keep getting better game after game, that's all that matters. They've already shown the league that they deserve to be respected. They deserve to, they're a force to be reckoned with. You know what they're going to give you game in and game out, again, from the top down. But in this game against the Capitals, it started off funky. It started off a lot of edginess going on, slow. 8 combined penalties in the first period. It was mostly special teams that was going on. Sergei Bobrovsky, though, he got himself a highlight when he denied Beck Malenstein when the Capitals earned a penalty shot. However, it was the Capitals that got on the board first, thanks to Alex Ovechkin. He was able to connect on a one-timer to make it 1-0 at the 16:38 mark. Then for the Panthers, Matthew Tkachuk, when he took a shot, long shot from Gustav Forsling that hit off his skate and sailed past Darcy Kuemper, tied up the game at the 4:29 mark. Now, initially, it was thought that Evan Rodriguez got the Panthers in the lead, but a successful offside challenge was won by the Capitals, took that point off the board, and Anthony Mantha of the Capitals regained the lead for his team when he redirected a centering feed from Michael Scarbosa into the net, made it 2-1 at the 14:03 mark. They came out very fast. They poured it on to the Panthers, but the Panthers didn't fade. They didn't back down from it, and instead what happened was Mr. First-time All-Star, Sam Reinhart, the guy who's been playing lights out for this team, he was able to notch it up at 2 apiece with his league-leading 21st goal on the man advantage this season. Tom Wilson was sent to the penalty box for elbowing, and that's when Sam Reinhart, he did his thing that he needed to do. After Reinhart, the highest player on the NHL's leaderboard has 13 power play goals. Currently, Sam Reinhart has 21. Playing outstanding, continue to extend that power play goal franchise record that he has for the Panthers. And then Dmitry Kulikov, he was able to get the puck off of a beautiful pass, according to Lomberg, into the slot and onto Lomberg's stick. Got a one-timer goal for the Panthers, put them ahead 3-2 at the 14:28 mark of the third period. The fourth line, again, dominant in this game. Matched up against Washington top line at times. They control 90% of all shot attempts at the 5-on-5 mark. Think about that, right? This is the fourth line we're talking about. The bench, not the top line. This is the fourth line against Washington's top line, controlling 90% of the shot attempts. So that goes to tell me, okay, head coach Paul Maurice said, hey, listen, we need to control the puck. We need to control how many times, you know, we get shots on goal. We got to play great defense. Do not let them have control of it. Right, and that's exactly what they did. Playing very aggressive, playing that Panthers hockey that we all know that they play. And then following a penalty kill in the waning minutes of regulation, the Panthers was able to ice the game. Iatulu Astarinen, he scored an empty net goal to extend the lead 4-2. And over the final two periods, Florida led 32-10 in scoring chances. always aggressive on goal. That's part of their mantra. Let's start the game off fast. Let's be aggressive on goal. Play really good defense. Win our face-offs. We know what Sergei Bobrovsky is going to give us. We know what Anthony Stolarz is going to give us. Let's cover all these facets of the game that have really played in our favor and gotten us victories this year. And that's exactly what they did. Now, on to the stats of this game. Again, we talked about how the Panthers were aggressive on goal, and they played very good defense as well. 41 shots to 23, and then 21 hits to the Capitals 17. Tied off at the 27 with the faceoffs. Panthers have 5 power play opportunities to the Capitals 3. The Capitals had 27 block shots to the Panthers 20. And the Capitals had 1 takeaway and 6 giveaways to the Panthers. 5 takeaways and 6 giveaways. Some more stats to look at for this game. The Panthers led 26-9 in high danger shot attempts. Alexander Barkov, the captain, went for 12 for 20 in the faceoff circle. Sergei Bobrovsky made 4 high danger saves per naturalstattrick.com. The Panthers got their 14th comeback win of the season. It goes to show you how resilient this team is. Now, you don't want to do that so many times, right? You don't want to hang your hat on that. You want to be able to get out on the lead and win it, hold the game in your favor and play great defense, right, while continuing to play really good offense. However, as long as this team is able to keep getting wins like this, that increases the confidence of this team. And it also goes to show against their opponents that, hey, look, if we have them beat, if we're up on them, we have to end it. We can't let them claw back, because this guy's like Sam Reinhart that's going to be able to get a power play opportunity, he's going to convert. It's guys like Matthew Tkachuk who's able to make his mark, or it's guys like on this fourth line in this game where Lion Lomberg, he comes out and has a fantastic game. And last but not least, Sam Reinhart's 38 goals are tied for the 7th most in a season in franchise history. Things that were said by head coach Paul Maurice and his squad. First off, let's start with Sergei Bobrovsky. So he says that, "I feel like I'm in the process. I'm getting there. It's a little bit, for like a month I haven't played. It was good to have a lot of shots in the beginning." Remember, this is the 3rd time All-Star. He hasn't played in a real long time. He played great All-Star weekend, but Anthony Stolarz, he played that first game back. So Bobrovsky doesn't really have his legs under him like he would like. But in this game, he still did what he needed to do, made stops when he needed to make stops. Matthew Tkachuk talked about Ryan Lomberg, saying that his goal was coming for that line. They were playing amazing for us tonight, very timely. Again, it's those energy guys. It's their bench, right? As long as the bench is able to look out and come through for the superstars and the all-stars and the stars on the team, you have a legit chance to go out there and get wins. You have a legit chance to go out there and get victories. And, you know, head coach Paul Maurice said, "Look, we're going to leave you guys in. They're playing very well. They did what they needed to do. They stuck to the game plan." Let's hear from Ryan Lomberg. This man said, "We have to learn how to play these tight games. I'm going to be in a lot of them moving forward here and into the playoffs." That is true. That is very, very true. They got the 2 points that they also needed. But yes, that is true. Playoff atmosphere comes, it's going to be those tight games, because everybody's coming for each other's necks. Everybody's coming for the kill. Got to be disciplined. You got to stick to the game plan. You got to trust the game plan. You got to trust your head coach. You also got to trust in each other. And the bench obviously trusts the superstars and the stars. Superstars and stars got to trust the bench. And this goes to show, like, okay, we can trust these guys when they're in to do whatever they need to do for the time being that they're out there. And head coach Paul Maurice, he said it, that they all of them had a strong impact in the game, leadership in a lot of different ways. And in some ways, that line led in style of play. They played the way they needed to. They didn't cheat for it. They didn't get in behind the puck. They didn't give up anything to be as aggressive as they were in the forecheck. So we'll see what happens going forward. We'll see if the fourth line with those energy guys continue to play this way. I have no doubt in my mind that they will continue to play this way. Again, it starts from the top down. As long as the leaders are doing what they need to do, leading by example, and not just saying words, having words coming out of their mouth, those other guys will follow. Without a doubt. Now, the next time we will see the Panthers on the ice is when they host the Colorado Avalanche on Saturday at 6 Eastern. That would be their last of the three-game homestand before they have to go back on the road. Right now, they're 1-1 post-All-Star break. Let's see if they can get that second win. And we will be back on that next episode recapping this game. Again, this is Full Press Panthers. I'm Arthur Hurst, and I'm signing off.